alter your genes in the sense that they can turn genes on and off. They don't change your DNA, but they change how your DNA works. And again, in some circumstances, that can even get passed from a parent to a child, these different patterns of on and off genes. So this is reminiscent of Lamarck, and maybe, you know, in the future, Lamarck will be probably not as celebrated as Darwin or Mendel, but he could be rehabilitated a little bit. He'll no longer be sort of a villain of science history, what he had been in the past.
Well, Sam, I wish we had a whole other hour to talk about this stuff. This is wonderful, and want to point out to your listeners, the book, once again, is The Violinist's Thumb and Other Lost Tales of Love, War, and Genius, as written by our genetic code. Well, Sam Key, thank you so much for speaking with us. It's been a lot of fun.
All right, thanks. I appreciate you having me back.
All right, Sam, thanks. All right, that about does it for today's program. I'm Douglas Everett, this is Radio Parallax, and we'll have more for you next week, I promise.
And you are tuned to listener-supported community radio, 90.1 KZFR Chico. It's time for Butte Views and Beyond. Alrighty, my name is Ray Lager. I'll be filling in for Deborah Lucero. She's actually at an arts conference in Oakland this evening, so hope everything's going well down there. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by KZFR members and by Friends of the Arts, a state local partner of the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity through arts and culture by producing community festivals and events, including Artoberfest, Chico Palio, the True North Tour, the Silent Film Festival, NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit them at friendsoftheartsupstate.org and also by Raw Tree Care and Preservation. With over 14 years of experience, Raw Tree Care has been providing high-quality service at affordable prices. Raw Tree Care and Preservation is licensed, bonded, and insured. Again, they could be reached by calling 321-4576 or at protreeclimber@hotmail.com for email. Alrighty, little Ken Clark, Eternal Funk, giving us our theme music, as always, right here on KZFR. Got some guests for you today. Should be a nice show. First guest, actually, we're going to talk a little bit about the California World Fest 20th anniversary, and to kind of get that kicked off and get you in the mood for World Fest, which is coming up in a few short weeks. Let's hear a little bit from one of the headliners, Delhi to Dublin.
Leave it behind for the sun and the one I know I'm not alone, though it feels that old.
Alrighty, Delhi to Dublin. They'll be at California World Fest, and I have Julie Baker on the line. Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm good, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Julie is the executive director.
That's correct.
Of the Center for the Arts Grass Valley, and you guys are now producing World Fest. Is that correct?
That's true. Yeah, this is our second year of presenting World Fest, and we are a nonprofit performing arts organization and venue located in downtown Grass Valley. And yeah, we're just thrilled and honored to be able to carry that torch.
Yeah, it's a great event, and one that's very well known in Chico. I've been there a number of times myself, and 20 years, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting. It's great. It's just amazing that they've been able to, before us, Dan and Christine, who were the owners of the festival, built this and built an audience for it. And, the whole systems of the different stages and the workshops and everything else. So we just, are expanding upon it and taking all the things that everybody loves and just, continuing to bring that to what is a great festival. So, yeah, 20 years.
20 years. And in a beautiful location as well.
It is. It's at the Nevada County Fairgrounds, and actually they've been noted as one of the nicest and prettiest fairgrounds in California, and it's got those great tall pine trees and, marigold paths and wonderful lawns and shade, and which is important as well in mid-July. And we've actually also added some more shade structures on the big lawn. So it's an absolutely beautiful place and great place to camp as well.
Yeah, I've been in that campground a few times. It's it's
right.
Close. It's nice.
And
you feel like you're out of town. It's actually, fairly close in town, but it's a beautiful wooded area. So it's convenient to get around. It's not like you have to trek 40 miles through the woods to get there.
Not at all. Yeah, it's about 6 minutes to downtown Grass Valley, which is a beautiful Gold Rush era town. Just wonderful. Charming community. Not there are no big stores like big box stores or any of that kind of stuff in our downtowns, and so yeah, we encourage people to go downtown and visit as well.
And this is coming up July 14th through the 17th.
That's right, July 14th through 17th. We open Thursday night. It's been a tradition for many years now to open with a traditional sort of native opening ceremony. With a round dance and performances, vocal performances, some poetry. So that'll start at 5:00, and then we'll just go into music and an amazing, I'm really excited about our lineup this year, artists from all over the globe for sure.
Yeah, for sure. We played a little bit of Delhi to Dublin, but over 200 musicians. Looks like Boz Scaggs and Third World are the big headliners this year.
Yeah, Boz will be closing the festival Sunday night. As a performing arts center located right here in Grass Valley, we get a lot of requests for artists, and Boz Scaggs has been on the list for a long time. So, there's a lot of similarities between the audiences in Chico and in Grass Valley, and felt that would be a real crowd pleaser. And he's just, an incredible musician, and he brings just a tremendous show. So we thought it'd be a great way to close out the festival on Sunday night with Boz Scaggs. And then Third World is, an old school Jamaican reggae group. Beautiful songs, really incredible musicians as well. And that is on Saturday night. Friday night is, these are just the headliners. I mean, there's over 48 different groups. But Friday night, Naco and Medicine for the People. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but it's really like they describe as conscious music, really great lyrics, and just wonderful vibe, great, good, fun dancing music as well. Really, probably in the vein of like Michael Fonte is what most people would compare him to, but he's really just, getting out there on his own and building a big audience for himself. He's really terrific. And he'll actually be doing a little bit of a songwriting kind of, not so much a workshop, but like deconstructing how he writes his songs, doing a solo set also in our global village and talking about that. So we've got some nice special events also with some of our artists.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm just kind of looking at amazing, just an amazing lineup. You'll hear this 1,000 times during the weekend that Boz Scaggs came to Chico and played at Cabo's like in the 70s. People, oh, I saw him in 1973. My girlfriend danced with him afterwards or something.
Somebody yesterday said to me, I saw him in 1978, you know, Anna Green or whatever.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. You'll hear it a million times. I think he was back here recently, too, like within the last 5 years, maybe at Chico State or something or less. Thing, but
probably at Laxton.
Yeah, maybe at a Laxton gig. But Deadwinter Carpenters, so, we love those guys. That's another fun band. I also see you have Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams.
You know them?
I do. I saw them in at the Roseland Ballroom in New York City with Phil Lesh and friends a few years back.
Yeah.
They were pretty good.
They were here and they opened for Emmy Lou Harris when we presented her, and just a tremendous duo and songwriters. And Larry Campbell is, of course, a world renowned guitarist. So they're actually going to be the same night as Boz Scaggs. So, you know, we definitely, you have to sort of think about programming this, you know, bunch of different stages, eight stages, and then trying to keep it, you know, obviously really global and world music. You know, we've got artists from all over the African continent. We've got artists from Iran. We've got artists from Tunisia. We've got, you know, artists from Hawaii. We've got artists from Chile, Argentina, Sweden. We've got artists from Iceland and Scandinavia. You know, so it's like all over the globe, and then trying to make it sort of match and work and flow in an interesting and good way for audiences in terms of the, you know, the patron experience. And that's the challenge and the fun of definitely of programming a world music festival.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, even if you've never heard of any of these bands, you're guaranteed to see some of the best musicians in the world, and you will walk away completely amazed. You know, at, by the time they're finished their set, you'll know them well.
That's right, exactly. And most artists, except for, you know, Boz Scaggs and Third World and Deli, are playing more than once, too. So you do get an opportunity to hear them on different stages, potentially. Some of them will play on the same stage, but, you know, but you'll hear them, you have the potential to hear them more than once, so you're right, you will get to really know them. And, you know, it's just, I think what we look for when we're curating the festival is, you know, what is just quality, like you said, in terms of musicianship around the world. You know, Nana Stern, who's from Chile, just was playing with Joan Baez on her 75th birthday party in New York. She's just, you know, celebrating what he's doing in Chile and bringing him more into the United States. And he's just a phenomenal singer-songwriter and musician. And so, you know, there are names that, you, like you said, you may not recognize necessarily, but that's kind of that really is the beauty of a festival like this. It is about discovery. It's about cultural engagement. It's about, you know, building awareness of what's happening around the globe concurrently with what's happening in our own backyard.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it's a, you know, it's a great experience. I love the idea that they are going to be in some different areas, because sometimes you have to kind of pick and choose, and you can be like, oh, wait, I can catch them on Sunday, you know, at this location, at this stage. So that's nice.
And we're bringing back some festival favorites. Like you mentioned already, Deli de Zeppelin has been a festival favorite for many years. So there'll be a Thursday night, and Banana Slug String Band will be there. And they've been there for many, many years. You know, we've got Murloc Magician, who'll be wandering around, and some others that have been there before, like Wolfing Ghost and Mom Hughes from Chico originally, or I guess they're now living here.
Oh, yeah, Chico's on.
Yeah, but Mom Hughes and Samba Da. I mean, just got it. What I'm just really, really super excited about the lineup, and I think that people will, like you said, walk away just kind of going, wow, I didn't know that name, but now I'm really engaged and interested and you know, just have a great time as well.
Yeah, it's and you know, it is a full-on festival. Food vendors, artisans, kids areas, teen scene, arts and crafts, games. I mean, it's a global Indigenous Peoples Village, Conscious Living Expo. It is full on.
It is full on. We've got multiple schedules of things that we're managing, and just excited to expand upon some of the things that we inherited, you know, a couple of years ago. Like the Native Peoples Village, we've now grown it into the Global Peoples, you know, Village, the Global Indigenous Peoples Village, and it has its own stage, and it has a lounge, and an area for performances there and a little bit more hope that we'll have some interaction with artists, a chance to kind of meet them, talk to them about what their experiences are in their countries. Like Peter Mwanga from Malawi will be talking about some of the instruments that are actually going extinct, but that they use in their music. And so you'll get a chance to engage with artists on hopefully on a different level when you see them in the global village as well. And then this year we also expanded upon last year. We sort of introduced this like eco area. Now we're calling it Conscious Living Expo, and we've got probably about over a dozen vendors or people there talking about what they're doing in that area, whether it's solar, whether it's, you know, cob building, whether it's about, you know, foraging for food and just, you know, living in a lighter and more conscious way on the earth. So we're excited about that. It felt like it fit in with what happened at World Fest already, but we can expand upon it.
Yeah, it's really it's really a great thing. What we strive to do as community is to expand throughout the world, because it is really one big giant community, and this festival really, really caps that off. The mix of cultures and people and foods and all those things, and the fact that you can actually sit there and visit with some of these people and talk to them and you know, knock down the barriers and just, you know, it's just a really cool scene.
Right. It's really, you know, I think especially in the world that we're living in right now, you know, where there's a lot of fear and xenophobia and, you know, some issues that we've been seeing sort of on the global level. I think it's really critical that we have those kind of conversations and that we teach our children about what's happening around the globe. It's really easy, especially when we live in beautiful places like Chico and Grass Valley and you know, live in these wonderful Northern California communities to sort of close out what's happening outside of our area. And it's important, especially for our children, I think, that they get a chance to see and meet and experience different cultures and costumes and regalia and information and learn about it and right here in their own backyard. So you don't have to quite travel yet to learn about it. You just have to come to Grass Valley.
Yeah, yeah, 40 miles away or something. So 2 weeks, 6 days, and 15 hours away. I'm sure you're probably like, really? Oh, my gosh.
We're not counting.
But all the details are at worldfest.net, list of performers, all your ticket options. And, again, it's a fun thing. I know a lot of people from Chico go. You can go up for the day. You can go up for the whole time. You can pick your package, so to speak.
Yeah, we're really excited to see everybody who's been coming from Chico over the years. And, you know, a lot of people doing their family reunions, and we welcome them back and hope that they'll be with us for the 20th anniversary. And we know that the founders will be there, and a lot of the folks that you are familiar with over the years will be there. So it's going to be a great event, and we look forward to seeing everyone.
All righty. Hey, Julie, I'm sure you're a very busy lady these days. Thank you so much for taking time to share this with us. And again, congratulations, 20 years. That's really, that's pretty special.
Thank you. Well, I can't say we've only had the pleasure for the last two, but we feel really honored that we were selected to carry it on for the patrons of California World Fest. And it's a great fit with our mission for the Center for the Arts. And we look forward to the next 20 years and everyone coming along with us.
Well, you guys do a lot of fabulous music. I get your emails all the time. You're always bringing top performers. David Bromberg, is that tonight or yesterday or coming up in
a
couple of days?
David Bromberg, Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Announced Milk Carton Kids will be coming in September, as well as Jerry Douglas is coming.
Oh, I love Jerry Douglas.
And our small theater. So, yeah, lots of good stuff at the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley. And we get a lot of great folks coming from Chico as well. And, we'll hope to see July 14th to 17th,
worldfest.net. All And if you're a music fan like myself, make sure you get on that Center for the Arts email list, because it's amazing. It's just amazing the talent that rolls through Northern California.
Thanks so much.
All right. Appreciate thanks, Julie. It. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Alrighty, we're going to take a little break. Let's listen to a little vintage Boz Scaggs here, and then we'll have our next guest right here on Butte Views and Beyond on KZFR.
I need to call my old time used to be. Somebody love me down. I need to call my old time it used to be. Little girl's been gone so long. You know it's worrying me. Hey, it's worrying, worrying. I know she's a good girl. But at that time, I just didn't understand. I know. But at that time, I just didn't understand. Oh, no, I didn't. Somebody loaned me that. You know I need a helping hand.
Loan Me a Dime, a little old school Boz Scaggs back in the blues days. Of course, Boz will be at California World Fest, and they've always been a big partner here at KZFR. We do a lot of, they are very generous to give us passes that some of you probably got at the membership drive to keep us afloat. Alrighty, I have another guest in the studio, Stephanie from Downtown Business Association.
You got it.
Alrighty, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I stole you away from the market. I know you have to get back down there, but...
Oh, that's okay. I'd rather be up here. It's air-conditioned.
Yeah, air-conditioning and water and stuff. And yeah. Things like... Looks like the market's going really strong this year.
Yeah, it's been a great season. You know, there's little challenges we always deal with. All the great construction downtown, for example, causes challenges for us, but we're super happy about it. All the new outdoor patios they're building and all those things, and we got to adjust.
Yeah, and Downtown Chico is changing every day.
It is, and we're real proud of the work that our ambassadors are doing. You know, I actually did a volunteer ambassador shift this morning just to go out and see how things were going, and I had a hard time finding any garbage. It was super duper clean.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
It's been looking good. You know, I'm down here all the time,
yeah.
And I walk through the plaza 3 or 4 times a day,
yep.
And man, it's, you know, it ebbs and flows sometimes, but things
Absolutely.
Are looking good.
Yep.
I love all the new, like you said, the sidewalk cafes. You know, that was
yeah.
such a foreign concept 5 years ago. And now if you don't have one, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Know.
It's everybody wants them. Yeah.
Everybody wants them.
Yep.
Hopefully. What's it? Crapeville's coming in. They're doing one. What's the?
The other one is Teller's.
It's yeah. Teller's.
Bar and Grill.
Right.
And that's, you know, 2nd and Broadway right there where Burgers and Brew used to be. So
correct.
Right behind yeah. the Jamba Juice. So, yeah, they're going to be, I think they're scheduled for a late fall opening as well.
Oh, good. And the same with Crapeville?
Yeah, they're really pushing to get open soon there.
Yeah, you think you don't want to miss the, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The fruit is ripe in
yeah.
September, man. The students
yep.
are back and
definitely.
They got the credit cards,
yeah.
man. So, and again, so, and then also Slice of Chico coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, there is just so much happening right now in downtown. I mean, you mentioned the markets are going on full swing. And then, of course, our Friday night concert season is in full swing as well. We've had some challenges with weather on that one. We had a rain out one night, and then we had a night that I was sure it wasn't going to rain, and sure enough, it did rain, and so it's just been kind of wacky.
Well, that last week of rain.
I know. Where'd that come from?
That was wild.
It was awesome, but kind of crazy. Anyway, Slice of Chico. That's like 2.5 weeks away, so that's Saturday the 9th, and for anybody who isn't familiar with Slice of Chico, it's absolutely a summertime tradition in downtown.
Totally.
Close to 100 of our merchants will sort of, you know, clear out, and they'll have sales and specials, and they can use the sidewalks, and a lot of them will be doing special activities, have special themed menu items around watermelon and things like that. So it's just a really fun day. We actually slice and hand out 2,000 pounds of ice-cold watermelon that Pro Pacific Fresh donates.
Nice.
They're a big event sponsor. So we actually close down 3rd Street between Broadway and Main and set up a big station. We have picnic tables out there, a couple radio stations broadcasting, and it's just a really fun day. Really builds community.
Yeah, and that's what are the hours on that? Is that...
We start cutting and slicing at 9. We encourage most businesses to be open by 9.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously they set their own schedules. But for the most part, I would say 9 o'clock is a really good kickoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. People have been doing it for years. Mm-hmm. It's funny. When I first came here, people would be like, I'm like, what?
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah. I always love the posters. You know, there's all those vintage posters of slices of watermelon.
Yeah.
So
Bob Maloney did some old... did the posters in the good old days, and they were beautiful collector's items.
Yeah.
They're a little more sort of traditional now.
Yeah, if you go in, he has some up in his store. Yeah. In Bird in Hand, you'll see them up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, really great stuff.
They're great partners. They do a little button, much like they do for the holidays. You can go in there on Christmas preview and get your free little Bird in Hand button. They do the same thing for Slice of Chico for us. It's a little commemorative button.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Yeah, so you can collect that.
Oh, there you go. For, you know, there's a lot of hardcore Chicoans that...
Oh, yeah.
Collect
those things, yeah.
It's like the Giants pins, you know. What was that called? The Fleur de Candlestick, you know, with the icicles on it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of those.
Nice.
So it's always things going on. Downtown Chico is just blowing up. We went out the other night to Rollo's West.
Oh, good.
Which is one of the newer restaurants in town.
Yep.
That maybe a lot of people don't know about, that does a whole kind of East Coast Maryland blue crab.
Nice.
Just unbelievable.
And you know, a good wine menu, I think, too.
Yeah, really nice wine menu. It was, honestly, it was
a
5-star experience.
That's fantastic. So they're on 3rd Street between Broadway and Salem for anybody who's wanting to check them out. And they're great partners, too. We're trying to really engage that block as well. There's the Mimona. That's the new noodle place right next door.
I love that place.
Yeah.
Very, if people don't know, it's a fresh ramen concept. And they do ba, I think it's called.
I'm not exactly sure how you pronounce it.
It's kind of a, let's see, how can I describe this? It's kind of a rice
dumpling
taco
thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is out of this world.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been hearing good things about them.
Yeah, they have great food, super nice people.
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting concept. You know, you just go to the wall and you pick your stuff and you kind of create your own menu. Another really interesting restaurant that that's great to see.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Crepeville open up, too.
Yeah, and then right here in, of course, the Fox 20 building, they've completely gutted. And they're putting a restaurant and bar in there as well.
On the ground floor?
On the ground floor with outdoor dining, outdoor patio dining, which is actually going to be in what used to be the driveway into the Fox 20 parking lot. So between the building and Powell's Sweet Shop is going to be a full outdoor patio.
Wow, that's like our backyard here at KZFR.
Yeah, exactly. I want to say that one's called Parkside Tap Room. I'm not positive, but I think so. So they're going to have tons of imported beers and things like that.
And when is that? What's that scheduled for?
I don't think it's going to be this year. I think they're looking at 2017.
2017.
Yeah, but they're making really good progress.
Oh, that's great. Do you know who's doing it?
I believe that the Joshes, who own Bella's, are going to be running this one.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know Josh's personally, but Josh and Josh at Bella's.
Josh and Josh, yeah. I've heard rumors of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually know one of the bartenders, not because I know him as my bartender, but I work with him at BTV.
It's definitely a lot of really positive motion, good things happening. You know, of course, the Children's Museum on Main Street, and they just got their facade approved, and it's just going to be a lot of really neat attractions and sort of going to bring everything up.
Yeah, it really is coming up, and you know, the restaurant scene in downtown is really exploding.
Yes,
which is it's just great.
Yeah,
and then also. Isn't the guy, Will Brady, B Street, and they're opening another place.
They are. I don't know much about that one, but I think it's on Main Street between 2nd and 3rd where Lion Books
It's where Lion Books used to
was.
Be, and before that it was Hera Music, I think.
Oh.
Back in the day.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. And they're opening up. They also have the Banshee.
Yes.
And then B Street.
Yes.
And they're going to open up a third location,
right,
all within a few blocks of each other. So things must be going good.
Right. Yep. Downtown Chico, place to open business. I think that Upgraded, not Upgraded Living, Formal Education's moving because they needed more space.
Oh, really?
So they're also moving over into that area of Main Street.
Oh, no kidding.
Where Dolce Home was for a while.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know that. I know that location.
So anyway, there's a lot of movement, a lot of activity, and not a lot of vacancies. We're seeing the vacancies going away pretty quickly, which is real nice.
Yeah, that is nice. So if Veed's on the move, he's growing.
Yeah.
That's good.
Always. Veed is always on the move.
That man.
I don't know how he does it.
I don't either. He gets around.
Yeah.
He gets
juggles
around.
A lot of balls, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see downtown.
Yeah.
Downtown really popping and stuff. You know, I lived in Boulder for a while back in the 70s, early 80s.
Oh, I like that place.
And, you know, the whole concept of having, like, the street mall and the closed streets and stuff, I was just like, you know, and growing up in New York City, I was just like, what? They don't allow cars?
Yeah.
It's a sacrilege. What's going on here?
And now you get it.
Yeah, now I get it. And I always, you know, I always thought about Chico, and other people have mentioned this, and I understand, you know, because of the park, the way it cuts off half of the town and the grid locations, but you know, I always thought about those kind of cross streets, like like 3rd Street, like just one street.
Yeah, I think there's still conversation about that.
Yeah,
someday.
And that would be, you know, you have to have 2nd, and they did the traffic circle and all those things they put in has really helped traffic.
Absolutely,
flow.
I think that's maybe part of the very long term vision.
Yeah. Yeah, see some of that. I always thought that would be great.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm a big proponent of, and we haven't seen in Chico yet, but I keep putting this out there, especially to the developer planner people that I run into, is rooftop dining.
Mm. Where would we do that?
I don't know. Any flat roof will do.
Yeah.
We should tell our landlord here.
There you go.
So
I like the idea.
Tell Alan, put a restaurant up there. But, you know, you see a lot of this on the East Coast, and I particularly in Washington, D.C., where they're very cramped for space, and there's, you know, there's tons of people.
Well, makes sense, yeah.
I mean, it's just you're up on the top of a building, and there's kind of, you know, there's outdoor lights strung.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's seasonal.
Yeah.
But, man, Chico's got
the
weather.
Yeah.
And just be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's listening out there, Alan, if you're listening, rooftop dining.
Right.
Think of that one.
Good. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to...
You know, the only other thing I would say is that all the work that we're doing here is we couldn't do it without, you know, the community support that we're getting. A lot of people are donating to our Beautiful, Clean, and Safe campaign. That's how we are able to pay our morning cleanup brigade and our, you know, volunteer ambassador coordinator and positions like that. Running these programs is pretty expensive, so we encourage you to support us if you can. And you can get that information on our website, downtownchico.com. Just click on the Beautiful, Clean, and Safe icon, and it'll take you right to the North Valley Community Foundation. We have a charitable trust set up.
Perfect.
So, yeah. And thank you to all the sponsors who are supporters who do, you know, the monthly pledges make a huge difference. And some, you know, we've also received some pretty sizable gifts from, you know, AT&T and organizations like that. So
yeah, that's good.
PG&E. So
People
see the benefit in what we're doing, and that's what keeps us going.
Every town in America is going through it.
Yeah.
And Chico is really... I mean, we have made tremendous strides in the last 18 months. It's just amazing. And like I said, I'm down here all the time. And just to see the businesses, the nightlife, the families come back.
Yep.
It's different. And, you know, I moved here in 92. And, you know, I used to be able to see there was 8 live bands going on throughout town. It was, you know, it was a different scene.
Yeah, it's changed.
And it's changed. And it's still good because that whole live music scene went away. And I think that was part of the problem because all of a sudden people weren't coming down.
Right.
And it was just, you know.
Yeah.
It got a little funky, but things are looking good.
Yeah.
Did you have your fundraiser last night at Madison Bear, at the Bear?
We had a mixer. We had a member mixer. Yeah. I think we raised some funds. We had a silent auction.
Good.
It's more of an opportunity to get people together and talk.
Yeah.
Talk about all these things that are happening and sort of raise morale and remind everybody that we really have a pretty awesome thing going on down here.
Right.
So people get very focused on their own businesses, and we get that. So getting them together for on a social situation, you know.
Getting them out.
Yeah. So, and we thank the Bear for that. They hosted that very graciously. So, yeah, it's everybody working together right now.
Nice. And who's the concert tomorrow? Do you remember?
Oh, goodness. Tomorrow it's Hot Flash.
Oh, Hot Flash?
Hot Flash.
Oh, Holly Taylor. And
Flammable Rock and Roll. Yeah.
Oh, Holly, yeah. Good,
Holly and her
good,
band.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that should be fun.
And that starts at?
Actually, it's at 6 o'clock. So it's going to be hot during Hot Flash.
It'll be hot during Hot Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not too bad today. I stepped out today and I thought.
Not complaining.
Oh, it's the, you know, it's anything below 96 is good here.
Yeah. If we're under 100 for the market and the concerts, I'm happy.
Yeah, for sure.
So don't forget about Slice of Chico, everybody. Saturday, July 9th. Come on down. Have some ice-cold watermelon. Compliments of Pro Pacific Fresh. And then enjoy all the sales and specials and fun activities throughout the downtown.
All righty. Keep supporting our downtown, man. That's what we got it for.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Stephanie. All righty. Let's hear another tune. We're going to hear from Dead Winter Carpenters. They're also going to be at World Fest.
I love those guys.
Coming up on the 14th to 17th.
How they come so fast.
All righty, Dead Winter Carpenters. They're going to be at World Fest. All right, thanks, Stephanie, for coming in. I have a guest via the Magic of Radio and pre-recorded a nice conversation about a another upcoming community event. This one is at Lake Oroville Dam on the 4th of July. If you have not been to the fireworks display up there, it's pretty awesome. They shoot them out over the lake, and it's on the 4th of July at about 9 p.m., and definitely a fun thing to do. So let's listen in to an interview I had earlier this week with Mr. Bruce Spangler.
All right, I'm here with Bruce
Spangler. All righty, Bruce, where are you? Let's see if we're there. Well, let's see. Looks like we got a little bit of a tech thing here, so let's take another dip at some Deli to Dublin, and we'll be right back here in just a second. Let's get this back here.
All right, I'm here with Bruce Spangler, who is the president of the Oroville Rotary Club, outgoing president. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, how are you, Ray?
Good. Hey, thanks for taking the time to come on to Views and Beyond today.
Well, thank you.
And we're here today to talk about the Lake Oroville fireworks that Rotary has been spearheading for a number of years.
Yep. I guess the history goes back a ways, but the Sunrise Rotary Club here in Oroville, I think, originally started the fireworks display here. And then it kind of changed hands over the years with other folks kind of taking it on. But then we had a couple of years where we didn't have fireworks at all. The Noon Rotary Club felt it was important that we continue that for the community. And so we took it up a couple of years ago, and we've continued to do that. And we just do pretty much spearheading for the fundraising. And then there's a lot of organizations that take part in making sure it happens, state agencies and other local community service clubs that help. Upstate Community Enhancement Foundation also helping us to facilitate the contract. So there's a lot of hands in the pot.
Yeah, especially you got the Department of Water Resources, you have California Highway Patrol, state parks, probably Fish and Wildlife is in there somewhere.
It's a big meeting. I've only gone to a couple because there's so many people in the room, but there are a lot of people in the room.
Yeah, a lot of agencies, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Somebody owns the water, somebody owns the land, somebody owns the transport system.
Yeah.
Great event. Again, Lake Oroville Fireworks, it's a free event to the public.
Yep.
You can view it from the dam on Lake Oroville. And you've been contracting lately, or I guess maybe the whole time, with Pyro Spectacular,
yep,
which is an internationally known fireworks company. They've done some of the biggest displays in the world. One people might remember was the Bay Bridge a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I think it was the 50th anniversary of the Bay Bridge.
Yeah, they actually use that in their advertising collateral. It's they're pretty proud of that.
Yeah, top-notch organization, and kind of the go-to one, I think, in at least in California.
Well, and they actually have a local guy here in Oroville, or lives here in Oroville, that actually does our show for us, and is kind of always the guy that does it, so he's real familiar with the lake and the conditions.
Great, and I know you guys spearhead the fundraising on this. Some big contributors this year have been Oroville Hospital.
That's right, yeah.
And Recology is
Recology,
in there.
The two large ones so far, Oroville Hospital and Bidwell Marina.
Oh, yeah,
Bidwell Marina. Forever sure. Resorts, I think, owns Bidwell Marina or leases it. And then Recology, Oradam Cruisers, a local car club.
Sure.
And a couple of others have kind of put some large donations. But what's really fantastic about the fireworks in general is that it's supported by the community. So a lot of small contributions, $20 here. Last year we had Grocery Outlet do ask at the register.
Mm-hmm.
So your community members, folks just shopping for eggs, could donate $1, $2, whatever they felt they would like to the cause. And it really makes a big difference. I think they brought in $2,400 or something last year in contributions, small contributions from the local community. So,
yeah, it's great to see. And it's a fabulous display. If you've never seen it, we have really nice high lake levels this year.
Yes.
As opposed to last year. There's probably, I think there's over 1,000 boats get onto the lake day.
Oh, it's just full of boats.
There's, again, people go up and occupy some of the campgrounds that are open.
Yeah.
Great thing. And you can see it from anywhere. You can see the dam in town.
Well, and this year specifically is going to be a good year for that, seeing it in other places around town, because they're going to be so much higher than they were last year.
Yeah. And a lot of the roads that feed in from the foothills, a lot of people have their little vista, their little favorite spots where they
everywhere.
Come.
Yep.
One of the things that's nice that you guys have been supporting is started a couple of years ago, a printed brochure with a map to let people know, there's no fireworks outside of Oroville's allows safe and sane fireworks in city limits. But anything outside of city limits is banned. And, of course, the omnipresent fire danger. And then also boat safety, another big thing.
Lots of safety tips.
Yep. Make sure your boats are registered. You need directional lights and all those things.
I think a map, too, right, for people so they know where they're going.
There's a map in there. It's also up on the Facebook page, which is Lake Oroville Fireworks on Facebook. Another good resource. And last year, of course, was the big year because Oroville won a national, what would you call it, a fireworks contest?
Sweepstakes or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Where I think she was a local teacher, wrote an essay about why Oroville deserved to have this. And there was three winners.
Yeah.
And Oroville was one of them. And Destination America came in and donated somewhere roughly around $50,000 worth of in-kind and also cash to increase the fireworks display.
Yeah.
But it got a lot of notoriety. I know I was out there. We had
it was jam-packed.
10 or 11,000 people up there. It was jam-packed.
Yeah.
This year will be a little different. The upper Overlook parking lot will be open in normal years.
Parking.
So that should alleviate a lot of the problems. Right. There will not be shuttle buses this year.
Right.
We had those last year basically to compensate for the loss of parking. So that you just come on up as you've done in the past.
Yeah.
It's always recommended that bring a light jacket because about 10 o'clock or in the evening, the winds pick up on the lake. Mm-hmm. We always recommend bring a flashlight as well.
Right. It's a dark trek back to the car.
Yeah. The visitor center will be open.
And
there's viewing and parking from there as well.
Yeah. Normally they use that for staging, but last year and this year they're going to have it open. So that'd be great.
Yeah. It's a real fun event. And, fireworks are one of those things that some cities are cutting out. And, think about it, fireworks in California. So shooting them over a lake is a great idea.
Yes.
They bring a barge out into the lake, and they launch off of the barge. If you're on the lake, there's some great photographs around of the reflections. And it's always a good time. But, of course, being safe and sane and, remember that there will be law enforcement in the area. You are in a state park, I would imagine, at the Oroville Dam.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's all state park property. Mm-hmm.
So, really fun thing. And again, the Rotary has been doing this for one of the many things Oroville Rotary does. Very active group in the community. And you can take buses down from Chico.
Oh.
The B line will, get you close anyway. As far as getting up to the lake, that's another story. But if you have your bike or something, you could get a good workout riding up there. And there's camping available, too.
Yep.
Through state parks.
Floating campgrounds on the lake. There's boat-in campgrounds. There's also campgrounds you can drive to that's around the lake, too. Loafer Creek, that sort of thing.
Yeah, those are always really popular.
Yep.
All righty, Bruce. Hey, thanks for taking the time. And
Thank you, Ray.
Our Facebook page is Lake Oroville Fireworks, and you'll find complete details. There'll be a printable map and brochure, and we'll get you all the information as far as that goes.
All right, thanks.
All righty, have a great 4th.
All right, bye.
All righty, thank you, Bruce, for doing that. That was a little bit earlier this week. And again, Lake Orville fireworks, always a good time. You know, if you're out on the Feather River Boulevard, those areas, anywhere you can see it. Matter of fact, we were just at the KCFR 4-Bay Float on Saturday night, and I realized, wow, you could see the fireworks from here. So always a great time. So if you get a chance and you're looking to see some fireworks, free family fun. It's the way we like to see it. All right, let's hear from Joy and Madness. They're also going to be at World Fest, and I think these guys are going to be pretty darn fun.
She runs it like a business. She don't get bound, dreams and wishes. Got to have a cold hard cash out. She's just gonna pass you by. We know love. She's running for the boys with the money and the toys. I get no help from up above. I just got to do it myself. Yeah. I got the purpose in mind. I make her mind all mine. Cause I know that I can love her better. I got the purpose in mind. I make her mind all mine. Sometimes she give me love and kisses. It comes with conditions. She runs it like a business. She's talking about dreams and wishes. Got to have the gold on cash, or she's just gonna pass. Every time she give me love and kisses. It comes with conditions. She runs it like a business. She's talking about dreams and wishes. Got to have the gold on cash. She keeps me close when I got money for the things that she really, really wants. I get no help from up above. I just got to do it myself, yeah. She's a ghost when I'm in need. I'm running for something that I'll never ever be. I don't know what she did to me. I just got to have her myself, yeah, yeah. I got the purpose in mind. I make her mine all mine. Cause I know that I can love her better. I got the purpose in mind. I make her mine all mine. Well, every time she give me love and kisses, it comes with conditions. She runs it like a business. She's talking about dreams and wishes. Got to have a cold hard cash, or she's just gonna pass. Every time she gives me love and kisses, it comes with conditions. She runs it like a business. She's talking about dreams and wishes. I got to have a cold hard cash.
Man, them guys sound fun. Joy and Madness. Thanks to my guest today, Julie from Julie Baker, Executive Director at Center for the Arts Grass Valley and World Festival. That's going to be coming up July 14th to the 17th. Not too long to go yet. About, let's see, actually 2 weeks, 6 days, and 15 hours. There you go. It's on their website. And then also thanks you to Stephanie Yonker from the Downtown Chico Business Association, and Bruce Spangler from the Oroville Rotary Club. And Butte Views and Beyond has been made possible, of course, by the contributions of you, the KZFR listener, and by the Lake Oroville 4th of July fireworks. The public is invited to view the free fireworks display on the top of Lake Oroville Dam on Independence Day. The display starts at 9 p.m. and is sponsored by the Oroville Rotary Club. For more information, visit Lake Oroville Fireworks on Facebook or call 538-2542, and also by the Forbay Aquatic Center on Highway 70 and Garden Drive in Oroville. Only 20 miles from Chico, the Forbay Aquatic Center offers rentals and on-the-water classes with stand-up paddle boards, windsurfing, canoes, hydro bikes, pedal boats, sit-in kayaks. There are also aquatic day camps and rowing camps for kids, as well as families, couples, and individuals with seasonal membership. Visit forbayaquaticcenter.com for details. Every day is a fun day at the Forbay, and I have to tell you, we had a great time last Saturday night. So thanks everybody that came out and supported it. We had about 60 people, and a beautiful big old moon coming up, so... Thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Beauty Views and Beyond. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned for Peanut Butter and Jelly Time.
Peanut butter jelly time. Way, yeah.